Along with fighting fires, the City of Atlanta Fire Rescue Department is fighting sexism, racism, and homophobia. And they're doing that with the new diversity initiative. One of many related activities is hosting a film screening. The event is called Narratives in Courage. And we'll also feature a panel discussion with LGBT-identifying public safety workers. We have one of the fire department's LGBT liaisons, Andre Holmes, and filmmaker Jason L. Bunkley, who produced the film that will be screened at the event. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So, Andre, please tell us about this diversity initiative. Why do this now?
Well, the thing is, this is a continuation of the work that Mayor Kasim Reed and Chief Baker have already done. For four consecutive years, the Human Rights Campaign has given the City of Atlanta a perfect score on its index, municipal index rating. And what that basically means, to echo the words of Mayor Reed, is that we are setting new standards as it relates to being a Southeast city in terms of how we handle and how we include diverse people in our workforce. The emergency rescue business is an all-hands-on-deck kind of business.
And that's language you're used to hearing.
Yes. And so we want to make sure that people understand there is a place for them at Atlanta Fire Rescue.
Well, what else needs to be done to promote inclusivity here in Atlanta?
Well, it's not so much of what else needs to be done. We are moving into a digital age. We are in a digital age. And the arts are always a wonderful place to springboard and to have conversations that you may not ordinarily have. And so one of the conversations we want to talk about is, what is the definition of an American hero? And how that looks, and the diversity and the inclusion that is within that.
A more political question here. Does this have anything to do with former Fire Chief Kelvin Cochran, who was fired over homophobic language in his book?
You know, no. As I mentioned, for four consecutive years, the HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, has given us a perfect score on our municipal index. We are, it's the Atlanta way to be a diverse and inclusive place. We are the birthright and home of Dr. Martin Luther King, the cradle of the civil rights movement. I just sent a note to Zernona Clayton the other day. She's not going to be able to make it with us tomorrow, but I wanted to let her know that because of the work that she did, although, and other people, John Lewis, I mean, named and unknown, there are people that exhibited courage to make sure that public accommodations would be diversified and that people would have equal access to education, employment, and housing. And I thought it was appropriate that the reason that we can have this event at the Center for Civil and Human Rights is because of the work that people like her did to make Atlanta a wonderful and special place.
True heroes. And how they look, the many faces. If you are just joining us, my guests are Andre V. Holmes. He is with the City of Atlanta Fire Rescue Department, and filmmaker Jason L. Bunkley. So, to kick off the initiative, you're showing a film called Welcome Home, Hero. Why this film?
Atlanta is becoming the new Hollywood, so to speak, and we thought through the Mayor's Office of Film and Entertainment, it would be a wonderful way to show the different sides of Atlanta and the different ways in which we support our local filmmakers. And through a friend who's also in the journalism business, I met Jason. And he was telling me, at the time he was working on the film, and they were like in the final stages. And when he told me that the film was about an openly gay Marine who reconnects to his past and the drama that unfolds as he's about to receive the Medal of Honor, I thought that is the perfect place that we can kind of kick off our initiative in terms of including and talking about some of the things that we're doing to retain and recruit LGBT workers, which is also a part of just a larger campaign because we're doing things to outreach to women, Hispanics, and some of the underrepresented groups that are in the fire service. And I'll let Jason kind of pick it up from there.
Yeah, Jason, I wanted to ask you, what was the inspiration for the story of Welcome Home Hero?
Sure, sure. So when I read the script, I actually was presented the opportunity by the director and my producing partner, Courtney Walter. He had kind of taken passion for this particular story and writing it. And when he shared it with me, it hit home. It stood out to me. It was different. It was unique. And I had not seen a story that reflected LGBT public safety heroes, mm-hmm. you know, from that perspective. And I think that's, for me, that's what it was about, being able to showcase something different and something that's underrepresented, and to bring that to the forefront and to be able to speak about that through images and great storytelling.
And the film is about courage in war and at home. Would you elaborate?
Yes. So within the story, you know, you totally get and understand that this Marine, he served on the battlegrounds protecting his partners in war. But there are wars that we currently face at home. And that, you know, he had to bring that war or bring that fight home and begin to love the people at his family first, you know. And he loved the guys that he fought along with and that he put his life on the line for. But he figured, you know, now I need to fight for my family. I need to fight for my father and the love that I have for my family. And so sometimes we fight for many things, but we neglect our families, you know.
And this particular situation conveyed in the film has conflict between the Marine and his father, who
yes.
was a Vietnam vet.
Yes. So they had many things in common in the story. And so that's one of the beautiful things I loved about it. So they had a lot in common. And so on his way to the ceremony, he decides to stop by his father, his estranged father, and to reconnect and to be able to make amends, or at least to attempt to make amends with his father, and to bring closure to their situation that had made them estranged.
It's almost incomprehensible that anyone who risked his or her life to protect our country wouldn't respect a child who also is willing to give a life to protect people. Yet that isn't the way this necessarily flows, is it?
No. No, and so it's very interesting. It doesn't flow that way. And many times we'll protect other things, but not sometimes our own.
Mm. Now, there will also be a panel discussion. What issues raised in the film will be included in the discussion?
Well, in the discussion, we'll have representation among fire, police, military veterans, and the Department of Corrections, those workers that are in public safety. They will share their coming out stories, and they will also share the ways in which they navigated life, both personal and professional, living in that truth, living in that space, choosing to be open.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's important because when Jason talks about the fight that you bring home, I recall that because my father, when I told my father that I was a gay man, I thought that he was going to disown me because he was such a macho man. He was a four-letter man. And when he told me, I love you, you're my son no matter what, and that I've taught you and raised you to be a man, and you can do this, I felt I had so much confidence. And I felt like if my father loves me, it doesn't matter what anybody else in the world thinks about me. I was able to go and make a path and a life for myself. And we want to hear the different stories. Everybody has a different coming out experience. Everybody arrives at their, I believe sexuality is fluid. you know, and so everybody arrives at a place of identification in a different way. And we want to talk about those different ways.
Well, I wonder, are there any additional challenges for public safety workers who come out? I mean, on the one side, I could see that as a firefighter, you have to interact with all sorts of people and you can't stay inside your own little bubble. But in dealing with emergency situations, perhaps prejudice fades away. I mean, I cannot imagine you carrying out someone from a burning building and the person looking up at you and saying, wait, if you're gay, I'm not sure I want you to rescue me. I mean, come on.
You're absolutely right, Ms. Lois. At the end of the day, a firefighter wants to know, are you going to be able to carry me out of the burning building?
Yeah.
Can you get out there and lay out that hose? Can you get us to the scene safely? If you notice, it's interesting, public safety and the armed services are one of the first areas that led to integration of public accommodations through the work of people like Eleanor Roosevelt and the Tuskegee Airmen and all of that. And so because it's an all-hands-on-deck thing, an emergency and in crisis, that pulls people together. That sets the environment for people to work together. And because of the intimate nature of the work of a fireman, where you spend 24 hours a day with people, what people tell me is, Andre, I appreciate your honesty about who you are. Some people we kind of have to walk on eggshells with because we don't know, and they haven't really made it clear what their sexuality is. But we know where we stand with you, and we appreciate that. And so kind of we want to talk about those nuances as well.
Make me think about when former Congressman Barney Frank came out, and this was several years ago already, but there was someone who raised the question about, seeing him in the shower, you know, in the Capitol building and in the House of Representatives, the men's shower. And he said, why would you think I'd want to look at you? And
right.
Just, you know, the most basic things in a work situation. And so it's really an educational experience on many different levels. Well, you said that this is the Fire Rescue Department's first non-public safety event, and that is huge. It seems like a monumental moment. We wish you well. You are an amazing spokesperson for public safety and for humanity at large. Honoré, thank you so much. Honoré V. Holmes is a firefighter and the LGBT liaison for the City of Atlanta Fire Rescue Department. Jason Bunkley is a local filmmaker. Narratives Encourage, stories of LGBT public safety heroes, screens tomorrow evening at 6:30, very appropriately, at the Center for Civil and Human Rights. The event is free to the public.